All right, we'll go ahead and get started again. Our next presentation will be presented by Nick Bateman, Control of Tarnished Plant Bug in Mississippi Delta with Foliar Insecticides.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Bateman. I'm a second-year grad student under Angus Catchott and Jeff Gore at Mississippi State. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the control of tarnished plant bugs in Mississippi Delta. So just a little background on the tarnished plant bug and the situation in Mississippi. Since boll weevil eradication and widespread adoption of BT cottons, it has allowed the tarnished plant bug to become the largest pest in the Mid-South and especially in the Mississippi Delta. So due to the development of some tolerance and resistance buildup in plant bugs, yearly insecticide surveys are needed. There's documented resistance in pyrethroids and organophosphates. So just a little bit of the biology. They have piercing, sucking mouth parts and like to feed on squares, bowls, or young bowls and blooms. And they have roughly 3 to 5 generations per year in the Mid-South. So I have a few pictures up here of some of their feeding damage on a young square and a bloom and a young bowl. So cotton in the Mississippi, there was just over 350,000 acres planted in 2012. With 348 or almost 349,000 of these acres infested by tarnished plant bugs. There was well over half of the total bells lost to insects caused by tarnished plant bugs, and there was an average of 10.79 sprays, with 6 of these sprays on average being for tarnished plant bugs. So this picture just represents that with cotton acres dropping, there is more corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, and then you have your natural host like Coreopsis. It's showing that plant bugs build numbers up in these, and then once cotton starts putting on squares, it becomes a sink for these tarnished plant bugs. So this graph just shows the relationship between cotton acres and plant bug applications. It's showing that as acres drop through the years, the cost per acre is going up to control these plant bugs. So this is a picture of cotton next to corn after 15 applications. You can see that they did a large number on this edge of this field. So in the Mississippi Delta, it's got to be a multi-tactical approach for the management of tarnished plant bugs involving cultural, host plant resistance, and chemical controls. What cultural we're talking about, early and late maturing varieties, as well as planting dates, trying to get in the field early and out of the field early, along with some host plant resistance with hairy and smooth leaf cotton, as well as your foliar insecticides. So this graph is showing 4 different planting dates. Planting date 1 would be May 1, 2, May 15th, 3, June 1st, and 4, June 15th. And the early and late bars represent maturity, early maturing varieties and late maturing varieties. And then the numbers you see above them is the amount of applications per variety for tarnished plant bugs. As we can see, the earlier the planting date and the earlier the variety, or the earlier the maturity, the less sprays that were made. So the effective planting date on yield, as we see here, once again, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 represent May 1st, May 15th, June 1st, and June 15th. We can see that the earlier the planting, or the earlier the cotton was planted, the more significant pounds per acre there was. So the impact of plant bugs on yield, this is representing percent loss, and as we can see, the earlier maturing varieties and the earlier planting dates represent less loss than do the later maturing varieties and later planting dates. So this is a diamond insecticide. It's a timing trial, a number of applications. The only thing I really want to point out here is this spray at the third week of squaring, the high rate was significantly higher. Well, I guess it was the same as the third square plus the first flower. But it's become a common practice in the Mississippi Delta to use this third week of squaring application. So this is just showing the mean trichome density of cotton, meaning what I'm trying to represent with hairy, semi-smooth, and smooth leaf cotton. The higher the trichomes, the hairier it is. That's all I'm trying to show here. This picture here, which was taken by Wilkes Wood, we can see the variety on the left was a hairy variety, and the variety on the right was a smooth variety, and they were not treated for plant bugs, and we can see the difference here in the hairy leaf versus smooth leaf. So now I'm going to get into some of the foliar insecticide sprays we did this year, or in the past as well. This stuff is located in Glendora, Arkansas, or Mississippi. It was four rows by 40-foot plots. Plots were sprayed with a Mudmaster at 10 GPA. Samples were taken at 4 day after and 7 day after. We did two drops per plot would give you 10 row feet. Both nymphs and adults were counted, and this data was put through ARM. So what I'm going to try to show with these next two graphs is that consecutive shots of insecticide 10 days apart do very well against plant bugs. We can see here that the untreated check is significantly higher than other treatments with Transform and Bidrin, and Transform by itself, Orthene, Transform and Orthene, as well as some others being significantly lower. So this is 4 days after the first spraying. This is 4 days after the second spraying, and we can see that the plant bug numbers have doubled, or just over doubled, and all of the insecticides after the second spray has kept us below that blue line, which is threshold. So with these next two graphs, I just want to show some more of the insecticides and how they work and how plant bug numbers can increase in 10 days. As we can see here, we're sitting just over 7 plant bugs in the untreated, in the Mustang Max plot, which did the worst. Here we can see that the plant bug numbers have jumped from just over 7 to about 21, 22 in the untreated check, but the second spray for these insecticides has still kept us below threshold or right at it. So this is a look at some of the pyrethroids and a few other insecticides. Since we know there's some confirmed resistance, I just want to show that there was no differences here from the untreated check. So, but after 4 days after the second application, we did have some differences and we were below threshold. So, as well as 6 days after the second application. Now we're starting to go back above threshold with Carbine and Brigadier, as well as Triple Crown, keeping us. So, okay, in summary, I want to say the tarnished plant bug is a major pest of cotton in the Mid-South region. Currently, tarnished plant bugs are controlled almost exclusively in season with foliar insecticides. Despite resistance, several insecticides still prove adequate control. Two applications 5 to 7 days apart always provide better control than single applications, even at higher rates. Rotation of different classes and chemistries can help us from creating further resistance. We need to look at other options for control. We need to stick to the multi-tactical approach with a combination of planting date, earlier late season maturing varieties, as well as looking at hairier cotton and early season chemicals with longer residuals, like your third week of squaring with Diamond. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Nick? All right, Nick, thank you. Well, we do have a question.
Yes.
How could this impact the grower from the standpoint of control?
I would recommend getting a variety that matures earlier than most full season, the full length variety. And I would suggest getting in the field probably May 1st or before, I guess it depends on weather, and try to get out of the field early, as well as implicating some of the third week of squaring with Diamond, and maybe looking at a hairy variety compared to a smooth leaf. Well, it may not yield as well as a smooth leaf. It you know, give you the possibility of maybe taking out a couple of these sprays. So.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.